just depends on the district, the students and families that they serve, and then they're using all of that information to make the best decisions that they can.
What are the circumstances that pose the different challenges between the districts, the Peoria schools and the other county schools?
A lot of it is what mitigation that you have to put in place. And the biggest challenge I'm seeing is there are three of them. Number one is space. How do we have social distancing and be able to, I'm a former kindergarten teacher. The thought of social distancing with kindergarten is quite the challenge. So social distancing and space is our first biggest challenge. Our second challenge is access to PPE. Different districts have different resources. So if you need masks for students, if you need sanitizer, if you need cleaning wipes, additional cleaning. So access to PPE and the resources to buy it is the second challenge. The third one is staffing. To be able to have students in smaller groups, to spread out, to be outside at different times, to access their lunch and their meals, you need additional staffing. And different districts have resources for that that are limited. And so those are the three things that are the biggest challenges.
What concerns are you hearing from families, and how are you addressing those concerns?
The biggest concern that we all have is how do we keep the students safe? And keeping them safe means that we have to implement as many of these mitigation factors as we can. And so once you start doing that, that presents a whole other challenge. And the biggest one I'm hearing from parents is childcare. If you have to go to an alternative schedule or a hybrid schedule, let's face it, school is a critical childcare provider. It is not our core mandate. We're going to teach students, but this is how parents and families are able to get back to work. And so figuring out the childcare piece has probably been the hardest thing that I've seen out there with families with young children.
What are the protocols for when a student tests positive? What steps need to be taken to reduce exposure to others?
On July 2nd, we had a meeting of all the school districts in Peoria County, and we kicked off the day with Monica Hendrickson, who's the lead administrator for the Peoria County Health Department. She has told us that what they will do if we have a positive case is that they will then come to the school district. They will look at what mitigation did we put in place? How did we reduce the amount of interaction that the students had with one another? How did we reduce transitions for further exposure? Were we able to contain the student in what we're calling a bubble where they're not exposed to other students? From that information, Monica has said, working with the school district, we will then look at, do we have to just close a classroom? Do we have to close a school? Or do we have to close an entire district?
What kind of retreat plans or fallback contingencies need to be in place for a possible resurgence of COVID-19?
All school districts have to go back and revisit their remote learning plans from the spring. This is the time to go back, take a look, what did we do well? What do we need to improve? What kind of grading procedures do we need to put in place so that we're ready to go? Honestly, I just don't think it's a matter of if, it's when. So whether or not we will start the school year with remote learning remains to be seen. That would have to come from the governor. But I think all districts need to be prepared for windows of time that they might have to transition to remote learning if they have a positive student outbreak or staff member.